Last month, Vermont State Police announced a $40,000 reward in one of the state's most high-profile unsolved cases, the suspicious disappearance of Montgomery resident Breonna Maitland 20 years ago. Maitland isn't the only so-called cold case in Vermont. There are more than 80 unsolved homicides and missing persons cases, some that date back to the 1950s. Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors has more on how state police tackle the decades-old investigations.
Vermont's unsolved cases come from all corners of the state. Bruce Isaacs, a 29-year-old transient, was found dead at Little River State Park in 1988. Police found 45-year-old Doris Baker dead in 1958 at the berry business she owned with her husband. And in 2001, 28-year-old Dean Webster was fatally shot outside his home in Rochester. Sandy Webster, Dean's younger sister, says her brother was a kind, adventurous person. She says more than 20 years after his death, she still hasn't processed it.
When you know somebody's dying from cancer, you know that they're going to die at some point. And everybody dies, sure. But his was pretty tragic and just all of a sudden.
Dean Webster's killing is one of dozens of unsolved homicides in Vermont. Lieutenant John Paul Schmidt is Southern Commander for the Vermont State Police's Major Crime Unit, which tackles the state's cold cases. Schmidt says these old cases present unique challenges. Witnesses and detectives who worked on them might be dead. Physical evidence can deteriorate. Even just collecting the case files can be tricky.
We found that there's stuff missing over time. There's stuff that was destroyed in Hurricane Irene.
The Major Crime Unit, which was created in 2015, also handles homicides, police shootings, and other complex investigations. And detectives often get called away to handle those new cases, making it difficult to focus on cold cases. That's why in 2018, state police hired two part-time civilian analysts to focus exclusively on the unsolved cases. The team digitizes and organizes case files, develops witness lists, and sees if old evidence can be tested for DNA. Heather Gibbs, one of the analysts, says the goal is to move cases forward, even just a small step.
If we can rule out one more piece of evidence or talk to some person they never talked to before or couldn't find, I mean, they don't sound big, but these are all things that we can do that help it move forward.
DNA testing has helped investigators in cold cases, even if it's just eliminating suspects. Gibbs says a few years ago, state police found the person who matched DNA evidence recovered from the scene of Breonna Maitland's disappearance.
And a suspect wasn't developed, but, you know, it's been since 2004, and we didn't know if that piece of evidence was related or not, or who that person was, or what they might have to say. So now that's a door that we can firmly close, and we don't ever have to look at or wonder about that again.
Police have only solved a couple of cold cases in the past decade. Last year, Burlington police announced they solved the 50-year-old murder of Rita Curran, but the alleged killer died in 1986. And in 2022, the Major Crime Unit made its first arrest in an unsolved case, the 1989 killing of George and Catherine Peacock. The couple was fatally stabbed at their home in Danby. Brad Hansen, the other analyst, says it took a long time to sort through that case file.
Organizing, sifting, going through, doing a complete evidence review, which resulted in identifying some other pieces of evidence to be tested, which bore the fruit we were looking for.
That additional evidence was a spot of blood in the car of Michael Louise, the Peacock's son-in-law. Advances in DNA testing allowed police to match the blood to George Peacock. Louise, who's in his 80s, pleaded not guilty to two charges of second-degree murder. Schmidt, the Southern Commander for the MCU, says not all unsolved cases will end with a conviction or even an arrest.
And that could be circumstances, well, everybody's dead. We can't arrest dead people. We can't prosecute dead people. But we're still trying to get answers for families that are left behind, and those answers might just be a little bit more information than they had yesterday or, you know, years before.
Sandy Webster says it's been years since state police had any significant updates about her brother's killing.
You kind of feel like something's going to happen. They're going to find somebody. They're going to figure something out. And then it's almost like a buildup to be a huge letdown.
Webster says she knows nothing will bring Dean back, but it would be nice to know what happened to him. For Vermont Public, I'm Liam Elder Connors.